Then Denver's conversation with Kingston becomes my focus as they move closer.
Griffin Thorne, the music producer?
Denver says, as if Kingston is an idiot for not knowing who he's talking about. He kinda is.
Remember when my plane went down?
Kingston nods, picking up his second piece of cake. Little does he know what surprises might be waiting for him in that layer of frosting.
He's moving up here, just built a house, and he's looking for a nanny. Anyone you went to school with still around who you think might be good?
Denver asks. After Denver told me about Griffin Thorne's nanny-seeking at Cleo's birthday last week, I tried to find the agency he was using, but no one gives out client information. Apparently, there's some sort of privacy concern with stuff like that. Using the few connections I still have from high school, I found the house he built. But after stalking it for 4 nights in a row, there was no sign of him. Are you listening to me? Sedona asks. Without asking Denver point blank for Griffin's number, I'll never find a way to reach him. And if I ask Denver, he'll probably give Griffin a picture of me and say, "If you see this girl, call the police." He's so worried I'm going to embarrass him. I could be a nanny, right? I ask Sedona. Do you like kids? I look at Dion with green frosting all around his face and his hands and his hair. I cringe. Harley approaches him with a wet nap, and he runs, smearing the frosting along the wall of their new house. Maybe boys are more work. Callista has her baby doll and is pushing her around in a stroller, constantly stopping to fix the blanket or feed her a bottle. She's sweet. Then she takes a pillow from the couch and shoves it under her shirt, patting her stomach as though she's pregnant. The whole room laughs, and she cries. Okay, this isn't a good sign. I'm no good at keeping a kid clean or dealing with their emotional pitfalls. But sweet Phoebe is sleeping in her wrap, nuzzled into Rome's chest. So content and quiet. I could handle her. Yeah, sure. I like them enough, I finally answer Sedona. They pick their noses and eat their boogers. They have meltdowns for no reason. And if you think that cute baby in Rome's arms doesn't wake up every night wanting to be changed, fed, or soothed, you're wrong. It's work. Sedona knows me the best out of everyone in this family, so I'm not too happy about her pinning my exact thoughts of the scenario in front of me. And who knows, maybe Griffin Thorne's kid is one of those gifted ones. He could be super smart and only want to play with his science kit in his room or something. I could nanny a kid like that, no problem. Now I just have to figure out a way to bump into him. I know it's work, but I'm out of options. Plus, did you hear what Denver said? Griffin Thorne, the big music producer, is looking for a nanny. Her face pales and she shakes her head.
Don't do it. This is not going to turn out well.
How can I accidentally on purpose run into him? I ignore her objection. She's used to it after 22 years. Go somewhere kids hang out. Parks, ice cream shops, zoos. I love Sedona. I'll look creepy if I'm at the park by myself. Hence the bad idea thing.
Okay, guys.
Rome claps and everyone quiets down.
Harley and I are finally ready to go get married, but we need some amazing aunts and uncles to babysit for us while we're away. Who's up for some quality time with their nieces and nephew? It'll be short since I have the restaurant, so a long weekend or 5 days, tops.
Don't do it, Phoenix. Sedona's teeth look as if they're wired shut as she speaks. I raise my hand. I'm in. Sedona sighs. Everyone looks at me as if they're waiting for me to say I'm joking. Then Rome looks around with a plea in his eyes for someone else to volunteer. Come on, I stand. I can handle 3 kids. Maybe we can spread out the responsibility, Holly says. We have to work during the day, but Austin and I can do nights. This is ridiculous, I mumble. Phoenix, turn up the volume for me, Sedona says. I put the volume to the highest it can go on the iPad. Listen, guys, give Phoenix a shot. She deserves it. And her nieces and nephew love her. She'll be fine. As if we choreographed it ahead of time, my sweet niece runs over to me and raises her arms to be picked up, which I do. Harley looks at Rome and he nods.
Okay, Phoenix, you'll have days, but I'm telling you right now, you better answer the phone when I call. And I want pictures of my kids every day.
Deal. I give Sedona a look of appreciation and she smiles back at me. Obstacle one figured out. Now I have to run into Griffin Thorne so he can see what a perfect fit I'd be as a nanny. Which shouldn't be too hard. Lake Starlight isn't very big.